Oh, my friends, I'm telling you, I have gone now about 30 minutes without a cigar. So, Chef Eric, I'm going to have to do what you can't do because you're slaving over a hot stove. I'm going to find my cigar and I'm going to fire it up. I enjoy it while you're working. And, you know, a little later on, Counselor John is going to join us because I'll tell you, my friends, all the freedoms that we enjoy are because we do not have anarchy reigning supreme in this country. It's the judiciary and great lawyers that help make this country a better place, a safer place. And so I think anytime you get the honor of talking to someone who has been a true, true representative of jurisprudence, it's always an honor. And I hope he'll share some time with us a little bit later on because it's part of the cigar store experience when you meet fine gentlemen like John. And, you know, I'm telling you, Eric, you know, you hang around cigar stores too. There's a camaraderie that builds among the people, and he's truly one of the gems, and he is really launching out in his career and willing to take a pay cut. He does a lot of things for a lot of young people. He's done so many good things, and I think I like his slogan the best: reasonable doubt for a reasonable rate. I don't think it gets any better than that. But John will join us a little bit later on, and Chef Eric, you're using the part of the green onion that a lot of people throw away, but not the Asian cuisine.
Right. I'm using sort of the middle part, really, of the green onion. Kind of depends on what the nicest, crispest part of the green onion is. So let me just tell you what I've got going on right now since we came back from the break. We have our noodles in there. They're cooking away with the cabbage. And the cabbage, I basically julienne the cabbage in about half-inch strips. I put in zucchini, same sort of thing with the zucchini, about the same size. Put in some red pepper, red bell peppers. Just dice those up very quickly. And we put in the 2 to 3 cups of chicken stock. And it is variable depending on just how much moisture you've got in there. We want this to go for about 8 minutes to evaporate all of the chicken stock that's in there. So what I'm doing in the meantime is getting ready for the rest of the dish. I've got some green onions, and I've got some oyster sauce that we're going to be adding in there. We're also going to add a little bit of sesame oil at the end and some black sesame seeds.
I love sesame oil.
Yeah, me too. In moderation.
Yes.
In moderation.
Well, it's just like oyster sauce. It's great, but my God, I see people put some in there, and then they go, a little more. That's not much. And then all of a sudden you take a bite of it, it tastes like a salt lick.
Yeah.
An oystery salt lick.
So what you want to do is make sure you're moving the noodles, the vegetables, everything in the dish, making sure that garlic and the ginger that we added in earlier is all getting mixed in there nicely. Okay. Nice, healthy dish, right?
Other than that, it looks good.
Okay. So let me see where we're at.
I'm wafting. People are sitting over there,
noodles.
And I'm wafting. Do you know what wafting is?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Noodles are getting there. I think it needs just a little bit more moisture. So back in with a little more. Nice kick from the serrano chilies in there.
A nice kick. That scares me.
Uh-huh.
A Latin telling me it's got a nice kick. That means that the people from Chicago, from the part of Chicago I'm from, it's going to be a killer.
No, it's really not that hot. Not
ghost that pepper bad. Cheese and ghost peppers and
no, I'm not Carolina. Using ghost peppers.
I'm just saying.
Simply using the serranos. So I noticed over there across the parking lot there, the
produce
barn. Big Red Barn. It's ready to go.
Yep.
He's stocking up with stuff, and actually we're going to be using one of his products in the next dish.
A lot of the veggies you used on the show today are, that's an impressive sausage.
Look at that. You know what, I may have to just...
Well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good sausage.
When I opened it, I went, whoa, what a great smell. It's smoked andouille sausage. And they have all kinds of. They have boiled peanuts. They boil fresh peanuts over there. They've got another healthy dish that I think should be a food group, pork skins. Barbecued pork skins you can buy over there. They've got popcorn and candy corn. And let's see, they have ice cream, plus they have different sauces.
When you say candy corn, you don't mean candy corn, you mean
what? It's flavor. Whatever that popcorn is, it's sweet.
Yeah, like kettle corn.
Kettle corn, that's it.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Candy corn is the little things you buy at Halloween.
I know, I love those. I put them in my, cover my fangs with them, my incisors, and walk around. It's kind of fun.
All right, so now we're ready to add in
Krista,
a little oyster sauce.
It's fun, you ought to try it. Live large. A little oyster sauce, huh?
Yep. Yeah, that's not actually that much. It's a couple of tablespoons. And we're going to mix that in. And sauce, if you've never used it before, especially with Asian cooking, is some, one of the things that gives it that nice umami, that savory
the what?
Flavor. Umami.
Umami.
Umami. So mix that in really well. We don't want these vegetables to get overcooked. Now, like I said, instead of the cabbage, you could use bok choy. You could use spinach instead of the zucchini.
No.
Yes. Like it or not, it's got to be healthy.
Oh, yeah. I'm a slave to health. That's why I'm getting my new custom-made Speedo.
Now, one other thing I added besides the Chinese five spice in here is I added some cumin with that chicken. And the reason I added cumin is that in Asian cooking, cumin's actually a very popular spice. People associate it with Latin cooking, but it's not necessarily the case. It's actually very popular.
Also Mediterranean and
absolutely
and Indian cooking.
Definitely, yeah. It's actually the only place it's really not common is in American cuisine. I guess barbecue. Barbecue uses it. You use it in some rubs.
I got to tell you, Chef Eric, one of the things that I worry about most is that when you use cumin, it's one of those things you want to smell and try on something if you've never used it so that you can get a great understanding of the flavor. A great test you can do is if you're working with spices for the first time you've never worked with, take a piece of meat or a piece of bread or whatever, put it on there and cook up a little bit and try it so you can get a flavor profile and you'll know by the intensity whether you like it or not, number one, and number two, how much to use. It's an easy way to do it. You can look it up online and the flavor profiles. But, you know, flavor profiles online are very generic. What may be flowery to you may not be flowery to somebody else. So I always recommend try it first with a little experiment before you use it. That is the Fat Man's nugget of wisdom in the first half of the show.
All right, last little bit here. I'm going to add just a little bit of white wine. Now, the reason for the white wine is not just
keep
for
the
me,
chef happy.
Just to keep the chef happy. No, it's actually, I just want to deglaze the pan a little bit. So all those great flavors that are in the little brown bits at the bottom of the pan get taken up.
People are sitting around in beautiful overstuffed leather chairs. They're drooling all over the front of their wearing apparel. I mean, this is just...
Now, at the very end, we're going to add just a little bit of sesame oil.
Ah.
That's about it. And that is one that I use judiciously. And then I have some, in this case, black sesame seeds.
John appreciated that last comment.
What's that?
Judiciously.
Oh, judiciously, yes. Gosh. And there we go. So we're going to serve this up at the break.
In Scotland, that means something totally different, but here it's 2 minutes.
Okay. And there it is. There's our chicken chow mein, single pot pasta.
I mean, with prep and everything else, you're not talking about more than a half hour to 45 minutes.
Correct.
So this is a great dish you could throw together. You've worked long and hard all day like I do every day. Terry, I do. And you can whip this thing together. It's great as a leftover. It's great. You can, you know, you can throw it in the microwave. You come home late at night after a long day at the cigar shop, and you throw it in the oven or you throw it in the microwave. If you tear that TV down, we're in trouble. But we're talking about the large flat screen that's on the wall there. But this is just one of those dishes. It's perfect. It's good for everybody's palate. You can make it vegetarian by keeping the chicken out. I mean, there's just so many variations of this that you can do. And I love chicken thighs. I mean, to me, I will buy packets of chicken thighs. Tyson does a real nice job. One of the gentlemen that comes here all the time, his name is Lance. Lance works for Tyson. Tyson has a big presence here in the Cumming area. And they're a wonderful company. Their chicken is fantastic. And if you go to all the stores around here, that's all basically all they carry is Tyson. So a big shout out to them. And it's inexpensive. I bought a whole, I bought like 5 or 6 pounds for about $7 or $8. And I'll tell you what, it's great. Talking about great, when we come back, Chef Eric is going to start doling out the food during the break. And these people are going to be satisfied while they take their last couple of puffs before they enjoy, as we enjoy being here at the Cigar Shop in Cumming, Georgia. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. It doesn't get any better than this, baby.